With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. September is back to school month for many, so today we'll celebrate by sampling recordings of sacred choral and organ music from a variety of outstanding collegiate choirs from across the U.S., as well as some of the celebrated collegiate chapel choirs in England, including St. Olaf and Concordia Colleges here, as well as Trinity College, Cambridge, Merton College, Oxford, and Eton College in the UK. We'll begin with Ralph Vaughan Williams' wonderful setting of the hymn tune Lasst uns erfreuen as the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge sings Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. Richard Marlowe directs.
Thank you.
Richard Marlowe led the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, in the hymn Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. Andrew Lamb played the organ. We move now to this side of the Atlantic as the Concordia Choir from Moorhead, Minnesota, sings the lovely Kyrie movement from Joseph Rheinberger's Mass in E-flat for double choir. They're led by Renee Clausen, their esteemed conductor for the past 30 years. Kyrie from the Mass in E-flat by Joseph Rheinberger was performed by the Concordia Choir, directed by Renee Clausen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A recent recording by the Georgia State University Singers contains some wonderful repertoire beautifully performed, including our next selection. Jonathan Dove's anthem, Seek Him That Maketh the Seven Stars, has become quite popular in the last decade. Dove describes the piece as a progression from wonderment through joyful dancing to serenity. It receives a fine performance by the Georgia State University Singers under the direction of Deanna Joseph. Nicole Moraine plays the organ. The Georgia State University Singers, led by Deanna Joseph, sang Seek Him That Maketh the Seven Stars by Jonathan Dove. Nicole Moraine played the organ. Johannes Brahms's reverence for the music of Johann Sebastian Bach is evident in much of his music, especially in his relatively few organ works. The early Fugue in A-flat minor was composed when he was only 23 years old, in 1856, and was intended as a gift to Robert and Clara Schumann. Alas, Robert died just a month before its completion. Martin Jean performs on the organ of Valparaiso University, originally built by the Schlicker firm in 1959 and rebuilt and enlarged by Dobson Organ Builders in 1996.
Thank you.
Martin Jean played the fugue in A-flat minor by Johannes Brahms on the organ at Valparaiso University. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The familiar words of the 13th century hymn Ave Verum Corpus receive a contemporary treatment in our next selection. New Zealand native David Childs, who now serves as a church musician in Dallas, composed this setting in 2002. We'll hear it performed by the St. Olaf Choir, directed by Anton Armstrong.
Thank you.
From a live recording, we heard the St. Olaf Choir sing Ave Verum Corpus by David N. Childs. Anton Armstrong conducted. We continue our program of music performed by collegiate choirs with a selection sung by the choir of the University of the South in Sewanee, Tennessee. From a residency at York Minster, we'll hear them sing Herbert Howell's A Hymn for St. Cecilia. Robert Delcamp directs. The choir of the University of the South sang A Hymn for St. Cecilia by Herbert Howells at York Minster. Robert Delcamp conducted. Moses Hogan's arrangements of spirituals are almost uniformly virtuosic choral pieces, and we'll hear evidence of that in our next piece. The Concordia Choir sings his arrangement of Ezekiel Saw the Wheel under the direction of Renee Clausen.
Easy goes on.
Moses Hogan's arrangement of Ezekiel Saw de Wheel was performed by the Concordia Choir, Renee Clausen directing. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The new American-built organ at Merton College, Oxford, has prompted several new recordings, and our next selection is taken from one of the most recent of these, featuring the Merton College Choir. Edward Elgar's expansive anthem, Give Unto the Lord, provides a wonderful vehicle to showcase both organ and choir. Benjamin Nicholas conducts with Charles Warren at the organ.
Thank you.
Give Unto the Lord by Edward Elgar was performed by the choir of Merton College, Oxford, directed by Benjamin Nicholas. Charles Warren played the organ, built by Dobson Organ Builders from the U.S. Another Two Sides of the Atlantic recording is next, as the Utah State University Chamber Singers from the U.S. perform music by U.K. composer Howard Goodall. We'll hear his familiar setting of the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is My Shepherd." Corey Evans conducts. Corey Evans led the Utah State University Chamber Singers in "The Lord is My Shepherd" by Howard Goodall. Norwegian composer Kim Andre Arnesen was commissioned to write a piece for the St. Olaf Festival in Trondheim, Norway in 2011. The result is a hauntingly beautiful setting of a text found on the wall of a concentration camp after World War II. Written for 8-part unaccompanied choir, "Even When He Is Silent" is performed here by the Iowa State Singers from a live concert recording and directed by James Roddy.
Oh,
The Iowa State Singers performed Even When He Is Silent by Norwegian composer Kim André Arnesen. James Roddy directed. Another piece portraying affirmation in times of difficulty is the hymn All My Hope on God Is Founded. With text by Joachim Neander and the tune Michael by Herbert Howells, we'll hear it sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton conducts and Jeremy Cole plays the organ. The hymn All My Hope on God Is Founded, with tune by Herbert Howells, was sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, under the direction of Stephen Layton. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the beginning of a new school year performed by collegiate choirs both here and abroad. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.